Your civic rights. The Ministry of Equality. We will create a Ministry for Equality that will be charged with ensuring that all discrimination is identified and eradicated. Equal Opportunities Commission. We will establish an Equal Opportunities Commission as provided for in the existing Equal Opportunities Act, but which the GSD have failed to establish. Equal rights for all. No discrimination. We will legislate to protect people fully from discrimination. Non-EU spouses. It is wrong that the Chief Minister himself should be spending time determining whether a Gibraltarian can marry a non-EU national. There must be a check against marriages of convenience, but the Chief Minister should not be the person making that determination, which is an administrative matter that should be decided within a fixed timescale. Moroccan workers. We will deal with problems experienced by Moroccan workers and other non-EU nationals immediately upon being elected directly with their representative organisations. We've already established contact with the Secretary General of the Moroccan Socialist Party and have agreed to cooperate and communicate in the future to the mutual benefit of our peoples. Civil partnerships. A GSLP Liberal government would legislate for the recognition of civil partnerships between two people, regardless of gender or sexual orientation, ratified by a binding contract through the signing of an official register. This would entitle them to benefits related to tax, pension, and property rights. Legislative process. We will establish a standard procedure that all bills are reviewed and certified to confirm that they are in keeping with the Constitution. It will certify that proposed legislation does not contradict our Constitution, which is a principle and overriding enactment. Command papers. In addition to regular consultation or proposals for new laws, legislation will be published online on the government's website in draft form as a command paper at least 2 weeks before it is published as a bill in the Gibraltar Gazette. This will enable all citizens who are interested and wish to do so to influence legislation by providing comments to the government before the date of promulgation, that is to say, official publication of a bill. There may be instances when these timetables cannot be met because of international or other obligations. Census. It has been established practice over many years that there should be a census every 10 years. The census was due in 2011, and it has not been carried out. Immediately after the general election, we will initiate the arrangements so that work on a census commences in 2012. Antisocial behaviour. There is increasing and widespread concern at scenes of violence, vandalism, and antisocial behaviour that have been growing in recent years. Taking action to stop such behaviour is important, but it is even more important to address the root causes which may be associated with the problem. These include the problems being experienced by many families living across the border with children at a loose end outside school hours and with the pressure on families meeting household costs. A sense of family and support have been a characteristic of Gibraltar, and we need to go back to that. We will therefore promote homework clubs in school and other programmes to give children and young people a sense of purpose as well as providing more flexible working hours in the public sector, on which we are committed to work with the GGCA, Unite, and the GTA NASUWT. We will encourage private sector employers to do likewise.